Well, hello and welcome to the Isobody Coaching Podcast. My name is Scott Knight and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Jill. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. We're going to be giving you a great meal idea from somebody who's very special to all of us. And it is a wild fish recipe.
Hey, and this person is Kathy Coover, and she's a great cook. Boy, I should call her a chef, because literally we've had both of these dishes, and they are wonderful. And what's even better is that you can use them with your systems. So this is going to be really fun to take this recipe down, and then we'll let you know what to pair it with, and then you can try it out yourselves. So the first one is a wild salmon recipe, so definitely you want to make sure that's wild. The ingredients are, you're going to grab some organic lemon pepper, you're going to have organic garlic minced, or you can just mince your own, and then you're going to have one lemon. So we're going to go ahead and tell you how to cook this. This is so easy. It's like going to be like 1 minute to teach you how to do this, but amazing to taste. So if you haven't heard of parchment paper, it's something that we use to cook with that's very natural, and it is extremely easy to clean up, but it keeps the fish or whatever you put in it very moist. So let's go ahead and get about a 9x13 pan made of glass, or you can use anything. I mean, she's had some beautiful dishes, so something that can stand the heat. You're going to have your oven preheated at 350 degrees. You're going to take this parchment paper and make sure that you have enough that goes completely on the bottom, and then it comes up on the top, and you can curl it and put like little snaps that you can use in cooking if it doesn't stay shut, or you can, you know, just curl it until that you use something that it should stay easily closed. So what we want to do is go ahead and put that salmon in. Make sure you wash it with water. You're going to sprinkle organic lemon pepper all over it. It's amazing. Take your minced garlic and use at least two. She used quite a bit. So, you know, you can use 3, 4, 5 cloves depending on the size of the salmon and how much garlic that you like. And then take those lemon slices and cut it up into thin slices and lay it all over the top of the salmon. And then curl it up so the paper is completely closed. And then again, you're going to cook that at 350 degrees for about 20 to 25 minutes. Now, recognize that each oven is going to cook differently. So definitely take a fork and test the texture that you like. Some people like it medium and some people like a little bit more done. I like mine super flaky and not cooked too dry. So again, that's going to be up to you to test it and see, you know, which one works. So what would you pair that with, Scott?
Well, you know, what we had and what's absolutely amazing, we had quinoa with it, and we had some steamed asparagus. All you need is about 1 cup of quinoa.
That's if you're doing your one meal with your shakes.
Right. Yep. And then
if you're doing the two meals, how much?
Yeah, and the two meals, you want to stick to 1/2 cup per meal. And you can use, you know, anything from the 400 to 600 calorie meal idea in that range. So
Portion sizes are super important. So again, if you're doing your two shakes and your one meal, you're going to use no more than
1 cup.
And then doing your two shakes and two meals,
1/2 cup
in each.
Yep.
Now remember that the salmon that you're going to put into that meal can be the size of your palm, minimum. Maximum the size of your hand. Everybody eats differently because we're different sizes. So again, you're going to be very, very safe with the size of the salmon. And so that was a great recipe.
Yeah. And it was amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. So here's another one that she does. And this is like one of her favorites. So go and get wild cod. Now remember, cod can be super thick, so that's okay. And again, you want to use your Pyrex dish with the parchment. The parchment family. The parchment paper. And what you're going to do with this, again, wash that cod and then place it on the parchment paper and take spicy mustard. You can use Dijon, you know, she used organic spicy mustard. It can be any of your choices, and cover that cod with that and pretty thick. It was pretty thick. And then go ahead and again use that lemon pepper. It is amazing. It's organic, and she just sprinkles it all over the top of it. Minced garlic, again, minimum of 2 cloves, or you can use many more. And kind of you're spreading it all over so that it cooks the inside that salmon, and it just is crazy amazing. So again, we're gonna go ahead and cover that up. It's the same degrees, 350, 20 minutes or more, because it's thicker. So again, you decide what temperature do you like it at. Do you like it at you know, medium, or do you want it a little bit more dry? And so what did she pair that one with?
And we had this with a cup of yams, and I believe it was a kale salad.
Kale salad
is what we had.
She loves it.
Yeah, and like you said, that was an amazing meal as well.
And those portions?
On the yams, it's 1 cup.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, well, how do I get a cup of yams?
Well, and here's the deal. It's so funny because you go to the store, I'd like to take a picture. They'll say, I had one yam. I mean, you guys, that could be the size of your foot. And It can be as little as the size exactly. The size of your nose. So, you know, we want to make sure that you're measuring it. And how you do that is you just gauge it. Take a fist, and that's a cup. It's about. So we want to make sure that we don't, you know, exceed that. Yeah. But so if they're doing the 2 shakes and the 1 meal, they're going to take
1 cup.
And if they're doing...
Then they're going to take a half a cup.
If so they're doing the two yeah, meals.
If you're doing 2 meals with this. So you can do a half a cup of yams in each one of the
and
meals.
The kale salad. I mean, I know we've had it from Whole Foods, but she makes it from scratch. And it is amazing. So those are your 2 dishes that are with fish. And we have gone and used the 400 to 600 calorie guide. You can go ahead and change that out and use the complex carb of your choice. Make sure that you follow the portion sizes for that day. Again, the size of the fish is going to depend on the thickness. You can measure it, but I'm telling you, it really, we like to go portion controls. So when you're out and about, that you can use that guide, it's so much easier than trying to find out what the calorie count is.
Yeah, much more difficult.
And you notice that this is a really, there's no salt. So whatever's in the fish, and there is a little bit in the mustard, but just using these recipes, they are so clean, super, super clean, and absolutely delicious.
Yeah, and you're going to love, you're going to get the best nutrition, and you're gonna have very low sodium.
And I forgot about the parchment paper. You know, it's like, I always just put it in the dish and spritzer it with some oils, and I mean, when she pulled that out and it was done, clean, over and done, and the fish was so moist.
Yeah, it was incredibly moist.
Incredible. So this is a recipe that I do use often, and it's so simple. So I think that's it. That's pretty quick, yep. And then go shopping and figure that out.
Yep, get it done. Well, we hope you enjoyed this, and we hope you, you're able to take this recipe and share it with your family.
I love it. And again, pair it on that 400 to 600 calorie guide. And again, you can find that at isoproduct.com under 400 to 600 calorie. And then there's lots of recipes there.
Yeah,
I bet they add these now.
Yeah, they probably should add these.
All right.
Okay, we want to thank you again for joining us, and we will talk with you next time.
Happy cooking.
Bye-bye.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.